It seems like every day you see another headline about some new data breach,
Oh
right?
yeah, for sure.
It's almost overwhelming to try and keep up with. So how do we like cut through the noise, and figure out what really matters in data security?
That's the big question.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do today.
Okay.
We're going to dive deep into the world of a company called Data Stealth.
Okay.
We're going to be hearing straight from Ed Levens about their story, like how they got started.
Yeah.
What was that sort of turning point for them that changed everything? What they think about AI, which everyone's talking about these
Of
days.
course, yeah.
And then, what's one of the biggest misconceptions about cybersecurity?
Okay, interesting.
And then where they see the whole thing going in the future.
Yeah.
So basically, we want to leave you with some really useful information
Yes, great.
about protecting what you value most.
Perfect.
So one of the fascinating things about Data Stealth is that they didn't start with some, theoretical idea.
Yeah.
They actually started with a real problem.
Okay.
So they were working with a customer. This was like an affinity program that they were setting up with one of the big five banks here in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And, PCI compliance was a big issue for them. PCI, for those who don't know, that's the industry standard for how you're supposed to handle like credit card information.
Right. Makes sense, yeah.
And their first thought wasn't like, oh, let's just like build a better lock for the door. They were like, wait a minute.
Yeah, okay.
What if the valuables aren't even in the house?
Interesting approach.
Yeah. So they developed this internal tool to use what's called tokenization, which essentially replaces the sensitive credit card data with like dummy data before it even gets into their system.
Oh, wow.
So the principle is like, if the data isn't even there in the first place, then it can't be stolen.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And that really hits home when you think about like the massive data breaches at companies like Home Depot and Target.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are huge. Like,
Yeah.
so many people affected.
Yeah. So by getting rid of the actual sensitive data, they automatically reduce the risk.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And what started as like a solution for themselves actually became something that other people wanted.
Oh, really?
Other people in their network saw it and they're like, hey, can we get in on that?
Wow, that's great.
And so that kind of organic demand shows that they were really addressing a genuine problem.
For sure. When the market comes to you, you know you're onto something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how that, in-house solution grew into a full-blown, like, commercial product.
Yeah.
And even the name Data Stealth, I think, is so appropriate
It is, yeah.
because it's like the data's there, but it's not really there. It's kind of hidden. It's stealthy.
Yeah, invisible to those threats.
Exactly. So as with any company, there are these moments that really change their direction.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Ed told us about one that was really crucial for them, like this kind of crisis they went through that actually
Yeah.
helped them grow. So, they had this innovative technology and they were smart. They decided to get patents for it.
Right.
They actually have over 20 patents now across different countries,
Wow.
which really shows that what they were doing was unique.
Yeah.
But it was this meeting they had with like a VP of IT
Yeah.
at a hospital that actually really changed things for them.
Oh, okay.
So they went in there, they were all set to talk about how they could, protect credit card data for hospital expenses, like, if you buy something from the gift shop or you pay for parking.
Okay, yeah.
And the VP was kind of like, we're not really that concerned about that.
Okay.
But then he said something that totally caught them off guard.
What was that?
He said he was super interested in securing healthcare information, specifically OHIP data here in Ontario.
Oh, okay.
And that was like a light bulb moment for them.
Yeah.
They had been so focused on just protecting credit card numbers that they missed the bigger picture.
Makes.
It wasn't just about protecting credit cards. It was about protecting any kind of sensitive data, data that can really damage an organization if it was leaked.
Yeah, like stuff that'd end up on the front page of the newspaper.
Exactly. And, if you think about the data breaches you hear about these days, it's not just credit card numbers
You
anymore.
know, it's everything.
Yeah,
It's so much more than that.
exactly. So
Yeah.
it's like, if you're going to solve a problem, you got to understand the real problem.
Right. Not just the technical aspects of it, but like what the client's really worried about.
Exactly. And that's when they realized that their tech wasn't just for financial data.
Right.
It could be applied to like anything. The whole point was to reduce risk by removing the sensitive stuff.
Right.
And so that's how they changed from being like this niche solution to
Right.
being a full-blown data security platform for big companies.
Makes sense.
But of course, now they're competing with these giant cybersecurity companies.
Oh, yeah, the big players.
Yeah. So you got to have a really clear vision
yeah.
and something that makes you stand out to make it in that market.
For sure. You got to differentiate yourself somehow.
So this brings us to AI.
Right. Which is everywhere now.
Yeah. You can't really talk about technology without talking about AI.
Yeah. And especially in cybersecurity.
Well, oh, yeah. Absolutely. But it's interesting that Data Stealth, they never really like branded themselves as an AI company.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like everybody else is like, oh, we're AI powered. But they're like, no, we're just going to use AI to do specific things.
Huh.
Yeah. So they see it as a tool to support what they're already doing.
Right. Not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly. So Ed gave this example. You know, they use AI to analyze unstructured data. So like you have a text field.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know, is June a month or is June a person's name?
Okay. Right.
They use AI to figure that out.
It makes sense.
So it's really about finding ways to use AI to make their existing capabilities better.
Yeah. So it's a good question for everyone listening. Like, what's the real value of AI in cybersecurity?
Right. Because it can definitely help with things like detecting threats.
Oh, yeah.
And analyzing like massive amounts of data.
For sure. But it can also be a threat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, AI can like mimic human behavior.
Yeah. But it doesn't really understand what it's doing.
Right. So that makes it really hard to spot malicious activity.
Exactly. It's like Ed said, it's this constant cat and mouse game.
Yeah, between the good guys and the bad guys.
And AI just adds another layer of complexity to it all.
For sure. And it's developing so fast, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. It's crazy how quickly it's changing.
So Ed also talked about this cybersecurity myth.
Okay.
That he thinks is really dangerous. And that's the idea that if you have strong perimeter protection,
okay,
you're good.
Right.
That's all you need.
So let's break that down.
Yeah.
Because I think this is something that everyone needs to understand. Like whether you work for a big company or you're just trying to protect your own personal data.
Exactly.
So back in the day, systems were mostly like self-contained.
Right.
And it made sense to build these walls around your network.
Yeah, firewalls and stuff.
Exactly. But things are so different now.
Oh, yeah.
We use the internet for everything. We rely on like third-party vendors for all sorts of stuff. We're constantly sharing data.
Right. It's a connected world.
Yeah. And all of that has created like holes in those walls.
Right. We have to open them up to let the good stuff in.
Exactly. So companies are basically making themselves vulnerable just to function.
Yeah. You can't avoid it.
And yet people still think that those perimeter defenses are enough.
It's an old way of thinking.
Yeah. And it's really dangerous because threats can come in through those connections we have to make.
Yeah. Or they can even start from inside the network.
Exactly. So think about it. How many apps do you use that have access to your data?
Right. Or like all the cloud services that companies use now.
Exactly. All potential entry points
yeah.
that a traditional perimeter focus just doesn't cover.
So we need a new approach.
Yeah. What they call a layered security approach.
Right. Or even zero trust. Which yeah. assumes that there could be threats anywhere.
Exactly. Inside or outside the network. So you have to protect the data itself, not just the network.
Exactly.
So looking ahead, what's Data Stealth doing? They seem to have this platform-based approach that can really adapt.
Yeah, that's key. Ed talked about their tech like it's a bunch of building blocks.
Okay.
Which is a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
So as security and privacy change things, they can just change the blocks.
Right. So like all these new privacy laws that are coming out.
Oh, yeah. Like Beck's Law 25.
Exactly. And who knows what the federal government's going to do?
Right. Could be anything.
Yeah. But with this platform, they can just adapt. They don't have to like start from scratch.
It's future proof.
So it's really about providing actual results for their clients, not just selling them the latest and greatest gadget.
Yeah. Solving real problems for big companies.
And Ed had some really good advice for anyone who wants to work in cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
He said the most important thing is to just get your foot in the door.
Makes sense.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. Just get in there. Start learning.
Get that experience.
And what's interesting is that Data Stealth, when they're hiring, they care more about skills than degrees.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They want to see what you can do, not just what you studied.
Yeah. That's a much better way to hire, I think.
Yeah. And they're actually growing right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They have job openings.
So anyone listening who's interested, go check them out.
Exactly. And Ed said they're always open to talking to people.
Yeah.
So if you're with a company that's facing data challenges.
Right.
Or you're looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just interested in this whole world of data security, reach out to them.
Great. So we covered a lot today.
Yeah.
Datastealth started with a really specific problem.
Right.
Then they realized their tech could be used for so much more.
Yeah.
And their approach to AI is all about practical application.
Exactly. And they're really trying to debunk that myth that perimeter security is enough. And they're building their future on this platform that can adapt to whatever comes next.
So much good stuff.
So here's a question for everyone listening. In this world where data is everywhere, what are you relying on to keep your information safe? Whether it's your personal data or your company's data, are those protections really enough? It's something to really think about as you navigate this whole world of data security.
For sure.
And we encourage you to keep learning about these topics and really think about what we've discussed today.
Great advice.
Thanks for listening.
It was fun.
Yeah, this was great.